Okay, it's 5 past by my watch, so let's get started. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. The first item on the agenda is the confirmation of the minutes and actions from the 13th of April. Hi, who's that?
Hello?
Somebody just joined?
Yeah, this is Jan. Hi, Chris.
Good. Hi, Jan, we're just starting.
Okay,
so the first item is confirmation of minutes and actions, 13th of April. Gabby, do you want to deal with that one?
All actions are done.
Okay. So did somebody else just join the call?
Hello, it's Mohammed.
Chris, how are you?
Hello, Mohammed.
Sorry, is that?
Yeah, hi, Gabby.
I'm Mohammed. Hi, Mohammed.
Hi, Chris, how are you?
Good.
Okay.
So we can confirm the minutes and the actions from the last meeting. The second item on the agenda is the IDN CCPDP. Mark, do you want to deal with that one?
Yes. Thank you, Chris. To make it easy, say the comment period on the chair's files has been closed. The overview of the comments have been posted. What came out of the comments is, in fact, one very, very major issue, whether or not to include Latin script in this PDP, so Latin script IDN CCTLDs. Based on, say, a preliminary analysis of the scope of the PDP itself, we may need to revisit it or have a full discussion, at least with the working group, whether Latin script is a feasible path to follow. This discussion will take place tomorrow, or the start of the discussion will take place tomorrow afternoon. And yeah, we'll see what the outcome will be, and say the outcome whether or not to include Latin script in this PDP will also be part of the workshop on Monday afternoon in Brussels. So the workshop will either go into a full-blown discussion on whether or not to include Latin script, or at least partially. And if that is resolved by the working group to move forward, we go into the next phase of the PDP, of the working group as well. One of the subjects that's still not been addressed in say, the chair's document is the management of variants. That's still under development in the technical community, and the view taken by the working group so far has been we will not enter into any policy recommendations while technical work and operational work is still continuing in the ITF arena and with services, and it also has impact on the fast track, so we can learn from that experience. So that's with regard to the overall policy for the selection of IDN CCTLDs. A second item on the agenda is the constitution of IDN Working Group 2. The purpose of this working group is to review the current bylaws of ICANN, so that's Article 9, Annex B, Annex C, and whether or not there needs to be changes recommended to include IDN CCTLDs as full members of the CCNSO and on equal footing, and this advise this to continue given there are already three IDN CCTLDs delegated. So there will be IDN CCTLDs who probably cannot become member of the CCNSO even if they wanted to based on the restrictions in the bylaws. So the next item is to appoint the members of the working group. Sorry?
That's a bit late from the agenda, but yeah. Okay, does anybody want to raise any points or comments on what Bart's just reported?
Okay.
Okay, we'll have a much clearer picture of where we are with this after our call, well, certainly by the time we get to Brussels, in respect to the PDP. There are a significant number of enormous challenges if we were to remove the current restriction on saying only non-Latin scripts. We need to discuss that in some detail in the working group before we come back to everybody. But if that were to be formally suggested by the working group, then the council would have to look long and hard at what this PDP is actually trying to do, and maybe make some fundamental changes to it. Any comments on that? Okay. That takes to the third item on the agenda, which is the council workshop in Brussels. This is just a flag. I think we're currently running it in the morning, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be on the Sunday morning. Patrick Chowry will be in Brussels, and he will be helping us facilitate that workshop.
Please go ahead.
And basically, the workshop is a continuation of what we did in Nairobi, leading into a session on Wednesday morning with the members, looking at roles and responsibilities of councillors and members of the CCNSO, doing a bit of succession planning and so on. Yes, that's right. And we need to make sure that...
So one of the things, as you may recall from the workshop in Nairobi, is about roles and responsibilities. I advise the council not just to focus on the CCNSO council itself and CCNSO, but also again on the relation between the CCNSO and the regional organisations. And maybe those general managers of the regional organisations, if they could submit their views on that relationship to for the council workshop, so we have a broader picture about what the role of the CCNSO at large is of the council and the CCNSO members.
Okay. Chris?
Does that make sense to everybody? Yes.
Do we know the exact time when the meeting was held?
Gabby, do we know the exact time?
No, you were actually going to confirm that today.
Was I? Gosh, that's good.
Yes.
Is there an arrival issue, Andre?
Well, if there would be some nice time, I would fly in the morning, but if not, I will fly on Saturday night, so just for me to decide what time to fly to Brussels.
Yeah, I will be arriving on Sunday morning, Fabrizio.
What time, Patricia?
I have to check. In a couple of minutes, I will know, because I'm just arriving in my office.
Okay. Look, we've got some flexibility with this. We were originally going to do this on Sunday afternoon. We shifted it to Sunday morning because there was planning of there being a high level GAC meeting on Sunday afternoon where senior government people would be attending Brussels, and some members of the CCNSO Council would have been involved in that. But that's actually not happening now. So if it's more convenient for everybody, we can shift that back to Sunday afternoon and make sure that we get as many people there as possible. But I suggest we do that. Gabby, that shouldn't be an issue, should it?
Well, many working groups are planning to meet on Sunday afternoon, so they would have to reschedule.
Okay, but what about you mean all of Sunday afternoon, or from what sort of time?
Yes, well, afternoon from, I guess, 2 o'clock roughly. So, yeah. It's possible, but we have to reschedule most of the...
Yeah, it's
going to
get complicated if we do that, isn't it? All right. Well, look. Let's see if we can't run it, say, from mid morning, 10:30, 11 o'clock, through lunch, two or something like that. And if we can do that, then it gives people arriving in the morning an opportunity to get there. So, Gabby, if you pencil in a 10:30 start,
yep.
And that we'll run it through till say 2 o'clock, something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone else on the workshop? Okay. Item 4 is council nomination to the ICAM board. Peter Bengatsrush's seat on the ICAM board is up in May of next year, which I know seems like an awfully long time away. It is in fact roughly 12 months away. But our processes are such that we need to start those probably in September. So I just wanted to flag that now. That's the reason for putting it on the agenda, just to flag that we will need to start that process soon after Brussels. And Gabby, I think from memory, the first step is to appoint you as the manager of that process and then call for nominations, and if we have to have an election, round election. Is that basically right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, fine. So unless there's any comment on that, as I said, that was just a flag for everybody.
Chris,
is that? Oh, sorry, who's that? Was that you, Leslie?
It was somebody else first. It's Youngham first.
Yeah. I had a question about that. If anyone of the councillors, if there's a possibility that any one of the councillors would be nominated, how would we go about doing that?
Well, it's open to anyone to nominate.
Right.
Okay. Maybe I need to go back and explain the process to just make sure that we're clear about the process.
Uh-huh.
Technically, under our bylaws, the appointments to the board are made by the council. But historically, we have always done it by calling for nomination and going to the members and asking the members to approve, vote for, if necessary, a person to go to the board. Nominations are open to anyone, and it's perfectly fine for individual councillors, members, presumably even non-members, to nominate if they wish to do so.
Right. But what if the person we want to nominate is then we would go to the members. Okay, that's usually
that. It doesn't matter who they are. If somebody wants to nominate Nelson Mandela, then they can.
Right.
Or some other council, it doesn't matter. Leslie, did you have a point?
Yeah, I had a question actually, Chris. I don't know if you know the answer to this, because this is probably a bit bylaw-ish, but I have a memory that there's a term limit in the bylaws for board members, and I guess Peter must be bouncing up against that term limit. Do we know if that's the case or not? I mean, it's rather different if we're talking about prospectively reappointing somebody, or if actually we're looking for some new people.
There is a term limit. The term limit is 3 terms. This is the end of Peter's 3rd term, so he is term limited, and therefore can't stand. At least that's my understanding. The only question mark over that is that his 1st term was a short term. It wasn't called 3-year term. Now, As far as I'm aware, that makes no difference. Your term is your term, and it happens to be only run for 2 years, and only runs for 2 years. But for the sake of clarity, I have asked I've asked John Jeffrey to confirm that that is the position.
You've already asked that.
I have asked that. And
okay.
I haven't got a response yet. I've got a response that says I'll give you a response as soon as I can. So I'm chasing that up to get a clear response. But certainly my understanding is that it's three terms and leader is terminus.
Okay. Did you ask that as CCNSO chair or in a personal capacity, Chris? I mean, we might want to seek greater clarification as a council on that.
I asked it on behalf of everybody. I asked it on behalf of the council.
Okay, thanks.
My email says something like, we need to deal with a new board appointment later this year. Can you please confirm that my understanding of the position is correct?
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Not a problem. Anyone else?
I also had a question, please.
Okay.
Another question. Would it be possible for a person would it be possible for us to ask anyone who is interested to express their interest?
You mean before we start the process?
Even after we start the process, because I think that the way we've done it in the past, we didn't have that many candidates. We just had the ones that we generally agreed on, and I'm thinking that this time it might be similar also. But
Yeah, I understand. We can certainly do a call. We can certainly do a call for expressions of interest, if you like. Something like that, yes.
Right, because it would actually help us.
Sure,
I understand.
Right.
All right.
Well, we don't
need to do anything about this until we get to Brussels, but we'll spend some time discussing this in detail in Brussels. Okay? Okay. Yes, Bart.
It might be useful, say, if I give you a summary of all the processes involved, say, before next call, so everybody is again on knows what is happening.
Yes. Excellent.
Okay.
All right. All right. Item number five, then, is the CCNSO non-com appointee. The current position is that Margarita is our representative on the nominating committee, and the rules of the nominating committee are that you're only allowed to run, you're only allowed to be a representative on that level two roles of the nominating committee. So at the end of this year, that will be Margarita's second year as our representative on the nominating committee, and we need to, at some point, we're going to need to find a new person. Gabby, would that again just be a call for nominations, and when would you like to do that?
We don't really have a process for that, so I'm actually I don't really know how to do it. I think in the past we asked was a call for expression of interest, and it was just that it was always done last minute, so I just wanted to be prepared to do it in time this time. I'm not sure. Sorry?
Carry on.
Yes, we should have someone appointed in time for the Colombia meeting. So I'm not really 100% sure what the deadline is. I will clarify that with the NOMCOM, but it's about just a few weeks before the last ICANN meeting in the year. So I just really wanted to flag that. That's something that will be upcoming, and we should think of it.
So could you clarify the deadline?
Yeah.
And could you then work backwards assuming that we, on the, making the assumption that we would need to, that we had more than one candidate. Not that that means that we have an election, because we don't, the council makes the decision, but if you just work backwards on the basis that we all have to make, we'll need to make the decision by the deadline, and then tell us when we need to put the call out for nomination so that there's plenty of time and everybody can have an opportunity.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Chris, I got a question. This is Jim. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Is that a person has to be a counselor or anybody else in our CC community?
No, they don't have to be counselor at all. They simply are chosen as our nominee to be our representative on the nominating committee.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions on that one? Good. So now we go to the working group update. Delegation and redelegation, I guess that falls to me. We are currently having weekly conference calls. We have another one on Thursday, and we are working our way through a document that we hope will be, well, we don't hope, but will be published in time for Brussels. That is a document that lists all of the issues that our research and analysis has thrown up, and proposes a methodology for rating those issues to see whether they are considered to be very important issues or just minor issues. And so we'll be spending some time in Brussels as a CCNSO discussing that document and working our way through it. The goal would be that the working group will produce the final document after Brussels. I'm not entirely sure when after Brussels, but within a reasonable time after Brussels. So that's where we are with that. Any questions on that one? Okay. The GAC working group, that's the joint liaison working group, I assume, Patty?
Yes.
Yeah, they are busy currently discussing proposals for topics for Brussels. Most, if not all of you, will know that Brussels will be Yannis' last meeting. He has taken up a position as the Director of Communications and IT at UNESCO, and so he will be standing down after Brussels. There will then be an interim chair of the GAC for the balance of this year through to the first meeting next year. That will be one of the vice chairs of the GAC, and is likely to be Heather Dryden from Canada. But not that has any effect on our joint meeting with them, but just so that everybody's up to speed on that. And we'll get liaised with topics for that meeting as soon as we can. Any questions? Okay. 6.3 is the IDN PDP working group, which Bart's kind of already discussed in some detail, so I don't think we need to go through that one again. What we do need to do, however, is to formally approve the second working group, the list of members, or volunteers rather, is in the agenda. And I guess, Gabby, we need to approve those as members of the second IDN PDP working group.
Yes, just note that Jan has actually changed affiliation. She's no longer with .cn and APTLD, and I'm not sure whether she could be a full member or an observer.
No, I don't think that's a problem.
Okay.
So unless anybody has any objections, we can take it that the council approves the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 members of that, so working group and Bart can lead on with organising the first call. And I'll observe on that as well.
Okay,
good. No objections to that, so we can treat that as resolved. 6.5 is the incident response working group. Who's going to talk to that one?
The incident response working group is continuing to work on the repository and is following what's going on with DNS cert. They agreed to step in to, say, more operational technical sides of the next proposal of DNS cert. They had their first meeting and they will have some more meetings prior to Brussels, and by then they hope to be able to present something.
Mark, this is Peter.
Okay.
Who is there?
Hi, Peter.
From the incident response working group at the meeting in Washington on DNS cert, if anyone?
Sorry?
Was there anyone from the incident response working group on the preliminary meeting on DNS cert in Washington about a month ago?
Not to my knowledge. But I'll check. I haven't heard anything. So I'll check.
Okay, thanks.
Peter, it's Chris. Chuck Gomes and Cheryl and I have written again to Rod about the DNS cert. And one of the things we've asked is to tell us who did actually meet in Washington, since we don't actually know. It's being touted as a sort of major discussion on DNS cert, and everybody loved it and thought it was wonderful. But actually, we don't know who was there.
Chris, it's probably relevant at this point to admit that we had somebody there and we didn't come away with that impression. I'm not sure if I have some notes of that meeting that I could share with councillors. I can't remember if I had any notes, but I know that we were there.
It's Roy was there, wasn't he?
Yeah, okay.
He's the only person that I knew had been there. I didn't know, I'm not aware of anybody else, so... Okay.
I'm quite happy if I can find some notes at that meeting to share them with councillors in confidence, if that would help.
That would be very helpful. Thanks, Leslie.
Chris, can I suggest you share...
Okay, anything else?
I picked up that letter from the ICANN website, but I suggest it's pushed through the CCNSO list as well. Unless it already has, and I just missed it.
Sorry, Peter, that was just very muffled. I couldn't hear what you were saying.
I did pick up that letter from the ICANN website, but unless I missed it, I didn't see it pass on the CCNSO mailing list, so it might be useful to push it through the CCNSO as well.
I'm fairly certain I did send it out, but I may have failed again, in which case I'll do it immediately.
Oh, no, it could be. Sorry for that.
Chris? Just a small thing,
yeah.
But... IDN PDP Working Group 2 actually formally needs to be nominated and seconded, and that was not done.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The IDN PDP Working Group 2 working group members, I think that should be nominated and seconded.
Nominated and seconded. Somebody needs to propose, then...
Proposed and seconded, yes.
Proposed,
right.
Sorry.
So can we get a... Thank you, Gabby, you're quite right. Can we get a proposal for the resolution to approve the members of the IDN PDP Working Group Number 2 listed in item 6.4 in the agenda?
I do.
Thank you very much.
Who was that?
Andre.
Hello, Andre.
Okay, thanks.
It's Andre. Can someone second that? Don't rush it. We'll rush it once. Thank you.
Who did that? Sorry?
That's good. Hero.
Hero, okay.
Okay, so on the basis that it's on the basis that it's been composed and seconded, unless there are any objections, we'll treat it as passed. Okay, good. Thank you, Gabby. Did we finish the incident response working group? I think we did. The next one is the jig. Bart, do you want to deal with that one?
The jig had its first meeting. Oh, Jan is on the call as well. She's a co-chair.
I'm so sorry, Jan. You should deal with that. You're a co-chair of that.
Yeah. I could do it.
yeah, you go ahead.
We've been discussing, did some discussion in the mailing list, and we already had a couple of conference meetings. So far, we defined, we already defined our working scope as following. The first item will be single character ID and TLDs. What we've been discussing about what will be the policy and what is the existing policy. So far, we figure out there's no current policy for single character ID and TLDs. We're going to be working on it. And the second item is variance management at the root. Basically, what will be the next step after synchronized ID is done? We know there are some technical solution is discussing in the process. We're going to do more research on that. And the third one will be acceptance of ID and TLDs. What should be done to address this issue? Tina promised to give more support after a Brussels meeting on this working group. That's so far, where are we?
Okay, thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions for Jan? Good. Okay. So item 6.7 is the meetings program working group. Andre?
So I don't think there's too many things to report. Business as usual. The agenda has been published since, I think, 6th of May, so everyone can have a look, and if you have some comments, please contact us. We have pretty busy agenda, although there are still two spaces for, let's say, non-mandatory things like marketing session and news session, so I hope it will be not just boring, so that's all.
Okay, thank you. it's a fairly full agenda, isn't it, Andre? We're actually going to have to meet on Monday afternoon on Tech Day in order to try and squeeze everything in. Any questions on the meetings, on the agenda itself, or for Andre about the working group? Okay, no, that's fine. Is Byron on the call?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Byron.
Hello.
The next item is SOP, so over to you.
Okay, a couple of key points. One is just a reminder to everybody that the operating plan will be coming out, Bart, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe May 17th.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, so there's still another opportunity for comment or feedback subsequent to that, so I'll just remind people of that. And in terms of looking forward to Brussels, I've been in discussion with Bart and Patrick Sherry about the session that we're going to run there. And if people recall the session that we ran in Sydney, which was an overview and planning session, strategic planning session, we'll be doing something similar to that, but one of the key goals is to actually get direct feedback from the community right then and there. So we're looking at structuring an event where people can literally vote on issues and questions right at the session in real time. So we should be able to get a real feel for what the key issues that the community is concerned about and work that into our next report. And we'll be focusing on a few different things there. One is the charter for the actual SOP is up for review, so we'll just be taking a hopefully a quick look at that to see if we're satisfying the objectives and if there are any possible other activities we should be engaged in that the community feels. And then we'll also be looking at the actual strategic objectives from two vantage points. One is the strat plan objectives that ICANN has put forward and prioritizing and commenting on those. And then secondly, what are issues that the community itself feels should be there but are not there. And then we will attempt to rank and prioritize those so that we can actually consolidate what the top, the high-running issues are and then be able to provide feedback on that. So that's the session that we're planning right now for Brussels, and I think it's going to be end of the day Tuesday. Is that correct, Gabby?
Yeah.
Okay, so last session on Tuesday, so it has the opportunity, if it has to run over, that it can. Hopefully it will not. But that's what we're working on right now. So those are the key highlights.
Thanks, Byron. Any questions for Byron or comments? Good. Looking forward to that. That should be fun. The 6.9 is the tech working group. This is the need to formally approve two new members, Hugo Hernandez and Warren Kumari. And I guess, Gabby, you're going to tell me we need a proposer and a seconder for that.
Exactly.
Thank you. I guess this is a part of our agreement that we would expand the tech working group membership, bring in some more expertise. Can I have a proposal that the council approve the addition of Hugo Hernandez and Warren Kumari as members of the tech working group, please?
Yeah, just for precision, Hugo's last name is actually Hugal. The Hernandez part is the maternal last name, so you're better off ignoring that. It's Hugo Salgado.
Thank you very much, Patricio, or Pablo, as we shall be calling you from now on. Since Eberhard seems to think that that's your name.
Olivier will always be that.
So it's a resolution to approve the addition of Hugo Salgado and Warren Kumari as members of the new members of the tech working group. If I may have a proposer, please.
Sorry, can I just clarify that Warren is actually just an observer? He's not from a registry.
That's fine. He's still a member of it. He's still going to be a member of the working group, though, isn't he?
Yeah, just one point out, he's an observer.
I would like to propose, this is Gerard.
I would like
Thank
to second Andre.
Thank you, Andre. And unless there are any objections, we will treat that resolution as passed. Are there any objections? Good. Last report, Wildcard Study Group. Who does that? Youngham, over to you.
Well, we had a teleconference of the working group, and we have decided on a working plan timeline. We are currently summarizing that we have discussed briefly the independent findings of the ICANN staff and the ESAC, and we discussed the ESAC harms list, and Catherine from CIRA is currently coming up with a mechanism for mapping's not the word, for sorting out the CCs according to which harms list they the their activities might fall under. And we are also summarizing the responses from some of the independent CCs. And we are going to come up with a draft of the summer report sometime next week. Try to come up with a final draft report by the end. I think that was end, towards the end of May. For submission to the
fantastic, excellent. Thank you very much. Any questions for Youngham?
I've maybe just one comment. Actually, it's not a question. But during our work, some of those CCs that did wildcarding actually stopped that activity. So that's quite positive. We have, I think, three CCTRDs less.
Thank you,
Andre.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Andre. Thank you, Youngham. That brings us to item 7. Ron's at large update has been posted, has it not?
Yeah, what's the time
yes,
for the email?
It,
I believe it. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Ron, did you have anything?
I don't have anything to it.
You briefly wanted to point us to? No? Okay. All right.
No, I think it's self-explanatory. There is
okay.
One item, new item, and that is that Rudy is not here. He's got a meeting with the government in Belgium. He couldn't join this meeting, but he was going to announce that the ALS survey that we discussed some time ago is now in process, and we expect the results by May 17th, and I'll report on those when we get them.
The most surprising thing about that statement is that there is, in fact, a government in Belgium.
Perhaps we could borrow it.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Thank you, Ron. We don't have a GNSO liaison update, do we, Gabby?
No.
Okay, so that brings us to item 8, which is any other business. Is there any other business?
I have two things.
Excellent.
I have two things to say.
Yes,
sorry.
You do, Gabby. Go ahead, Gabby.
First of all, just wanted to announce that we will start announcing, if we get a new member, we will just start announcing that on our website as well. We haven't done so far, but we have some requests because people want to, you know, do press releases about that, and they want to have something to link to. So we will start doing that. That was one thing. The other thing is that if you'd like to attend the CCNSO dinner in Brussels, just let me know as soon as possible.
Thank you, Gabby. When's our next meeting?
On the 8th of June.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Any last call for any other comments or any other issues? Okay, in that case, I'll close the call, and I look forward to talking to you all again very soon.
Thank you very much
indeed, everybody.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Now.